Okay, so I'm going to come to the tone of the reviews. So first, speaking as editor, and then second, as a reviewer. When one has a not so favorable review, what is the rationale behind that? That the, well, I wouldn't say harshness, the tone behind it.
I mean, I have, but it's still relatively rare. Hmm. What it comes down to for me is, have I thought about this play more in my review than you have in your production? Now, of course, the answer to that should always be no, because although I do spend quite a long time on my reviews, I don't spend 3 months on them, you know what I mean? But just occasionally you think, well, I've thought about this more than you have, and it's impossible to have respect when for me when that is the case. If it's going to be a horrific mess where people had clearly gone in with the right intentions and just, you know, that happens sometimes. I work in schools, I've put on my own productions. Occasionally you get it horribly, horribly wrong. But there's a difference between that and horribly getting it horribly wrong because you really couldn't be bothered and you thought you could sell the audience crap. And if that happens, I have no sympathy. You know, I'm going for that one.
As an editor, so if a writer gives you really, it says blood stains all over the review, and you haven't watched it, and it really is very, very harsh.
Yeah.
And it just very, very harsh. What would you advise the writer to say, maybe tone it down, or would you just trust the writer and say, okay, I'm just going to publish this as is? What editorial decisions?
I tend to ask questions. If you can justify your extremely harsh opinion, then that validates it in as much as an individual's subjective opinion can be validated. If it is a dismissal. See, even my harsh reviews, I hope they're not dismissals, in that this was bad, full stop. Well, no, I'm going to tell you exactly why it was bad.
And how bad it was.
That's probably the most painful bit. But it's fine to have that painful bit. You know, there's no point whacking something with a hammer so that it goes away. If you're going to cut into it, you need a scalpel. So I will ask the reviewer questions. Sometimes you get the feeling, it happens very rarely, sometimes you get the feeling that a reviewer has gone in with an animus against a work or a company or to prove that they're clever. That doesn't happen with our established reviewers. That kind of thing would tend to get caught in the submission of three. When I ask questions about reviews like that, they're not able to come up with answers.